I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Peace rang through the country of Indonesia as the holiest week of the year for Christians was commemorated around the largest Muslim nation of the world. That peace is having a profound impact on HCJB Global-sponsored Community FMs. HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson.
Our Community FMs have health and nutrition, how to raise your family, how to manage your finances. But we also have opportunities to present the gospel in place of indigenous Christian music.
People are responding. Local leaders have a goal of planting 100 radio stations. Qualified people are desperately needed to help reach the goal. Meanwhile, human rights attorney Gao Zhejing was confirmed alive last week after months of being rumored dead. Zhejing was last seen over a year ago with Chinese officials, despite his innocence to any crime beyond defending Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Zhejing was able to call his family last week, but is still being watched. Praise God that he's alive, but pray that Zhejing would be reunited with his family and allowed to continue his ministry. And Avant Ministries, formerly the Gospel Missionary Union, has over 100 years of missions experience. It's a church planning missions agency focused on the unreached. Avant's new president and CEO, Jack Elwood, says their methodology reflects the need to reach more people with the gospel sooner. It's called Short Cycle, and it's
focused on sending teams of gifted and united believers into unreached countries with the goal of establishing churches, and really focused with a sense of urgency towards proclaiming Christ, discipling believers, and seeing a local church established.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope is making available a free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through One Hope's Book of Hope. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.